It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
And welcome to the At Home Show today here on 1450 WHTC, your host Mark Vandenbosch with you. And for those longtime listeners and for those folks that are maybe listening for the first time, just kind of a brief overview of how we roll on the At Home Show here. You know, ultimately it's about sharing information about the building industry. And we've had series in the past about innovations in the industry. There's been an incredible amount of change, especially in the last 5 to 10 years in the building industry. We've talked about green building and have had fun talking about how green affects really all parts of how we do business. We've also talked about product development, which has kind of been fun, and that's really taking a lot of those innovations and then talking about how products have developed and they have changed over the years.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have Tony Hoover, who's been a guest. He's also been a guest host.
That's true, yeah.
In past shows, and great to have you joining me today, Tony. We're going to have a great show.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Mark. Thanks for letting me come along for the ride again. Really appreciate it.
So ultimately, we want to be a consultant, if you will. We want to be your resource and help you solve problems in and around your home. 395-1450, that's 395-1450. And let's continue that idea of different topics and different shows and ultimately a series. And ultimately, we started a unique series here a week ago, and we're going to continue this series over the coming weeks. Tony, why don't you talk a little bit about that with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. This is it's a little bit different than we've done in the past, but I think it's pretty important for a lot of us out there. And we're really looking at buying and selling your home. And there's a lot of different avenues we're going down with this little series. And it started last week when we had Jen Baker on from Chemical Bank. And it was really kind of the kickoff where we talked about mortgage lending. We talked about new home construction loans. And we really want to just kind of, lack of a better term, hold your hand through the process. So, you know, we have some folks from RepcoLite ready to go in the coming weeks. We have a real estate agent coming on. But I'm excited to come on today, and we're going to have a special call-in guest later, and we're going to talk about probably the least fun part of the process.
So you're super excited about that.
We're talking about moving. So, I mean, I'm as excited as a young man can be, or middle-aged man, I guess. You know, but it's something that really is important, and it's something you have to think about. And, you know, I know we're going to share some stories today about buying our first home and the moving process, and just really looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
395-1450. If you have comments or stories about a recent move, maybe you had a move years ago that is relevant to share on today's show, 395-1450, we welcome those calls. You know, a couple stats here before we jump into things here, Tony. I always like to share what's happening in the building industry, and I'm going to give you a couple numbers in terms of what's happening with existing home sales as well as with starts, with new home starts. And ultimately, as of June, the annualized starts in America are at 893,000. Now, to give you a perspective, and we've shared numbers like this on the show before, but back in the mid-2000s, that number was closer to 1.5 to 1.7 million. So we ultimately still aren't at pre-recession levels. I am happy to tell you that things are moving, and although they're not moving incredibly fast, there is some steady growth happening.
Exactly, yeah.
So then in terms of existing home sales, the latest number that I have pulled is annualized 4.89 million, and that's across the country. And that's actually about flat with about last year. So those are some numbers to kind of kick us off
now.
And let's talk a little bit about that moving process. It's funny, I had a friend that moved back to West Michigan from Iowa about a week or two ago, and we were at their home helping them move back in just this week. And the process that they use is they actually had a moving company come and bring a lot of their stuff here Now, I will tell you, that's an expensive proposition.
It really is. You know, my wife and I, and I've talked about this pretty openly on the show, we went through the process of buying our first home together. We were originally in a condo when we first started dating and got married. And we moved within the course of 4 months, I think, 2-3 times. Because we moved from the condo to an apartment while we looked, and then from the apartment into our first home. And, you know, it's one of those things. And we did it ourselves every single time with help of friends and family. And you never think you have that much stuff until you go to move it, you know. And, you know, we looked at the different options. And, you know, for us, we kind of settled on just, you know, renting a truck and getting it done. But it really is one of the least fun parts of the process.
Right, and the process of moving takes on so many different shapes. We're going to have James Smits from Go Mini on after the break, and he's going to kind of talk a little bit about how portable storage has really become something that the consumer is asking for, and it's actually something that can help that process be easier. You know, you mentioned earlier, Tony, about there's a high level of paranoia that happens when you are moving. And ultimately, a lot of times, what we're seeing even at the lumberyard, we're seeing folks that are building homes, but then they also ultimately have temporary housing.
Exactly.
So it's not simply like you're moving from one place into the other one. There's ultimately many steps or many moves that could happen.
Oh, for sure. And I think it's interesting that, you know, when we have the conversation, you know, the whole mobile storage has kind of like been the new thing in the industry in that kind of segment. And I'm looking forward to the conversation. I think we're going to learn something new. So it should be, you know, a lot of fun.
So we're going to get James Smits on the air when we come back. Stay with us here on the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.
Alrighty, we're back to the At Home Show, WHGC 1450 AM. This is Tony Hoover sitting with Mark Vandenbosch, the host, and we've been talking about
the host,
the host. We're talking about moving today, and you know, we've been on this journey. And if you want to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear your stories. 395-1450 to give us a buzz. You know, We're talking about moving, and like I said in the last break, you know, it's not exactly the most fun part of the process. And, you know, Mark, you asked me, you know, what was my most recent move story? And goodness, it was the end of January here in Michigan this last year, and my wife and I were so excited to be moving into our first home together. And it came time to move, and the house had sat vacant, I think, since after Christmas. So December, we moved at the end of January, and we're all well aware of the winter we had this year. And before we could even move in, we had to spend a good 4 to 5 hours just scraping off the driveway. And, you know, it, needless to say, it cost me a lot of soda and pizza at the end of the day when we finally moved. But, you know, great experience. Happy we could make it happen.
Right. Snowmageddon, as we all remember quite fondly. We've got James Smits on the air. James Smits is with Go Mini. Welcome to the show, James.
Hello, Mark Vandenbosch.
Hey, we've been talking about moving here a little bit and the trends in moving, and Go Mini is a portable storage solution that maybe give our listeners a little bit of idea what you do and how you solve a problem that's out there in the marketplace today.
Sure. Go Minis is, as you said, a portable storage container business that brings the storage to your door, allows you to load up the storage container at your leisure, at your time, in the evenings, on the weekends, rather than having a mad rush on a weekend with all the relatives and getting it all done in one day.
You know, the nice thing that I picture in doing something like this is if you just rent a storage place, you've got multiple times where you got to handle your furniture. And what I'm picturing is that you just drop it off and we load it at our convenience. Then what happens after that, James?
When you use portable storage, you touch your goods twice versus having multiple trips and multiple times of touching that couch into a fixed storage, as we call it, versus a portable storage. So you're going to eliminate a lot of work for yourself in moving and using portable storage.
Now, do those storage containers come in different sizes, and how can I really determine if I need one or if I need multiple?
Well, it's hard to give you a rule of thumb on what size you would need, because everybody's lifestyles are different, as in how much stuff we've accumulated over multiple years, or if you're newlyweds just moving, or if you've had four kids and are moving out of the house after you're an empty nester. But we have three sizes. They're all 8 foot in width and 8 foot in height, and they come in 12 foot in length, 16 foot in length, and 20 foot in length.
Now, James, is there a place where after I've loaded it, like, is it stored someplace off-site? I mean, do you just pick it up and take it? Where, like, so if I need to get something out of storage, do I travel, or how does that work?
Yeah. We have a location in Holland. And so in the last couple of years, people's closings don't always line up. You know, they close on the house they're in, but they can't get in the house they're going to. And so we pick that container up, and we store it in a fence facility in Holland. And then when they have their closing complete and are going to their new house, we pick it up and bring it to their new house and drop it off.
Now, is there a certain duration that you keep it for? I guess you probably wouldn't mind keeping it forever, but but is it structured? I mean, do you have folks that this is kind of just a thing that they just store product there, their stuff, or do you have it as short as a week or two?
Well, it's a month minimum, so the prices go by month for the first month, and then after the first month, we prorate it to every 2 weeks. So, yeah, people will have it for 2 months. You pay by the month, so, you know, there's just an open line of communication letting us know when you're done with it, and we come and pick it up. But, yeah, some people anticipate having them for 2 years, some people 3 years. Not 3 years, 3 months. Sorry.
No worries.
As long as they're paying, you'd take it for 3 years.
We do. And you know, it makes people's lives flexible, as people's lives are always changing more so today than they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Right. And what's the shortest duration, James? I mean, can you kind of pick it up? Like, can you drop it off on, like, a Friday afternoon and then pick up on a Sunday? Can you do something that short?
Yeah, we would pick up on a Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, we can drop them off on a Friday. Those are really special situations. Most people are usually renting them for a month because, you know, it just takes a month to get your stuff out. And if they plan in advance, it can be an easy process.
Well, it's a tremendous alternative to some of the traditional means of storage and even some of the traditional moving processes that are out there.
For sure. And for people who do not have the ability to have trucks and trailers, it allows you to get your goods where you want them without having to drive a moving truck, a U-Haul truck. So for people who have a difficult time getting around, it's a good avenue to move with.
Tremendous product and a tremendous solution in the marketplace. That's Go Minis. James, where can folks that are interested in learning more go to find you?
Yeah, they can go to our website. It's www.gominis.com.
And do you have a phone number that they could call?
Sure. They could call 616-970-6464.
Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for being on the show today, James. Thanks for calling in and sharing a little bit about your solution in the marketplace.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Bye.
Yeah, that Go Mini concept is cool.
And sure.
I know that there are a couple other ones out there, but having them in our backyard here in West Michigan, it's a business that can be supported. We're going to go to a call. Randy, you are live on the At Home Show.
Hi, Mark. I wanted to talk to the guy before he hung up.
Oh, no. You know, we couldn't do a conference call here yet. Hopefully in the near future we'll get that capabilities over here.
Well, I was wondering what kind of lock you had on that thing.
Oh, okay. You know, from my experience with Go Mini, I've had a little bit of experience with it. He puts a lock on each one of those portable units.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what kind of lock it is, but it's a sizable lock that's not easily broken.
Well, a bolt cutter can get through any lock.
Yeah, the other thing that he does, that he has, I mean, Tony had asked the question about, okay, where do you put these portable units?
Right.
And he's got a location in Holland where he brings them, and what it is it's a closed-in, fenced-in yard, for lack of a better word, and it also has the barbed wire around it, so it is a place where there's added security.
Okay.
So, and I don't know how many he has, but there's ultimately a fair bit. I'm sure that there's north of 75 of those units. You've seen them. I'm sure that our listeners have seen the Go Mini.
Oh, sure.
Boxes around the area here. Ultimately, he, as far as from what I understand, covers the west side of the state of Michigan.
I see. Okay, very good.
Hey, great questions, Randy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
We are going to a break here on the At Home Show 1450. Stay with us as we close the loop on housing and moving in today's world. It's moving day at the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. We are in the midst of a series on buying and selling a home, and
yes.
Tony Hoover has been flying alongside me on the show so far. Great middle segment of the show today, Tony, talking to James Smith from the Go Mini storage business.
Oh, I mean, how enlightening was that? I think that, you know, it really is a good alternative to, let's call it, traditional moving options, you know, and just the idea that they're going to drop off a container, you're going to fill it, and they're going to pick it up and take you where you want it. I mean, come on. You
right.
can't get much better than that.
You know, I had a group of friends that were helping a friend move, and he was going to a transitional place
yeah.
of living before he went to the ultimately his end home.
For sure.
And he had rented an indoor storage, fixed storage,
yeah.
you know, I guess, place. And ultimately, after loading up all this stuff, we got to the place that we were supposed to drop it off, and it just seemed like this thing was going to be a never-ending story.
Yeah.
And so we ultimately called up the Go Mini guys at that point and said, hey, let's just put it in there, and then
yeah.
we just have more. It's just more nimble. It's more flexible, right?
Exactly. And I think you brought it up at the beginning of the show where, especially in our industry where we deal with a lot of folks that are building a home, there's going to be some lag. And even James said the same thing, you know, the closing dates might not line up, and for to have an option like that as opposed to a fixed storage unit, I just think it's a great alternative.
And if you have an upcoming need in that area, the Go Mini number is 970-6464. That's 970-6464. He's in Holland. He's located in Holland, Zealand area. So now, Tony, you kind of were wrapping up your story on moving,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately there are many different options out there,
oh,
right?
For sure.
I mean, ultimately there is hiring a two men in the truck type business. There's also just hiring if you got longer hauls, you got to hire a longer haul type business. But you've done it all on your own, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of favors getting called in. but I know through our journey with it, you know, what we really relied on were online reviews, because we looked at different avenues from a U-Haul to a moving company. And I think that if anyone else is getting ready to start that conversation, you know, online reviews helped us a lot in determining where we would pick up our rental truck and what movers we were looking at. Because the beauty of what the age that we're living in now is that everything's kind of an open book. You know, if someone had a bad experience, they're probably going to post it someplace online. And, you know, even from my experiences, you know, just do your homework, do your research, and, you know, it really helps to eliminate some of the unwanted surprises that go down this road.
You know, and at the same time, people are going to share those good experiences. My question to you then is, you know, where did you go? Or are there apps or are there websites that you can go to for finding out reviews on this type of thing?
What we did, we went with, we just rented our own truck, local in Hudsonville where we live. And yeah, I just, if you go through Google, you Google the name of the company, and the reviews come up on the Google Maps side. And I read through them. I read through all of them, and there were some good ones, and there were some not so good ones. And I think that, you know, it shows that it's not being manipulated when you see some not so good reviews. And then, you know, even though I like to think I'm fairly tech savvy, I still called the place and I asked to talk to the person, and he seemed very personable, and I had a high level of comfort. And, you know, it's just doing a little bit of due diligence, because the last thing you want are those horror stories where, you know, I think we've all heard them, where I've loaded all my stuff on this truck, it drives away, and then there's a fee on top of it to unload. And I think that, you know, just using the resources, talking to your friends and family if it's a local move, at least from my experiences, you know, talking as Tony Hoover, that's how I did a lot of it.
You know, the one thing that's constant is change.
Yes.
Right? We like to say that. That's definitely a truth that's out there. And this part of the industry, you know, this whole moving and that part of it, it has changed as well.
Oh, for sure.
Businesses have evolved to solve a problem.
Yeah.
Right? And this isn't about saying, hey, you have to go to portable storage. I think our conversation today is just saying, hey, there are alternatives out there than a traditional way of moving that can help make that process easier. It's just kind of like what we've talked about on the at-home show over and over again about different products that help make things easier.
Exactly.
That perform better in the long term.
Right, and it's just being the resource, and I think that today's show is important for that. You know, just saying, here's maybe a plan C. You are an A and B, and, you know, just to give that third perspective, I think, is a great thing.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's a plan C, but ultimately, I've seen it move up to more of a plan B or plan A.
Oh, for
I've
sure.
seen the nimble and the flexibility of that portable storage world really have a lot of momentum.
Oh, that's great.
We've got a lot of momentum moving into the following weeks. We're going to continue our series on buying and selling your home. Thanks for listening to us today on the At Home Show 1450. Have a great weekend and have a safe weekend. So long, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.